From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Authorities say two people were killed Friday morning at San Antonio Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Sheriff spokesman James Keith said two bodies were found inside a room of a building on base. Keith said the shooter is believed to be among the dead. However, sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement officers are continuing to search the building and nearby facilities. In 2009, Fort Hood, which is about 260 kilometers from Lackland, was the site of the deadliest shooting at a U.S. military base when 13 people were killed and 31 injured. The U.S. State Department says it is profoundly disappointed in the Republic of Congo's election, which allowed President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his 32 years in power. A State Department spokesman said in a statement that widespread irregularities during the election and arrests of opposition supporters afterwards marred what was otherwise a peaceful vote. Since the election, gunfire and bombings have erupted in the capital city, Brazzaville. The Congolese government says former members of a disbanded militia attacked government targets that day. It says three security officers, two civilians, and 12 assailants were killed in the clashes. Opposition candidates say the March 20th poll was rigged to favor Nguesso. One candidate, General Jean-Marie Mokoko, called for civil disobedience to protest the official results. Second-place candidate Guy-Brice Parfait-Kolola conceded defeat Thursday, saying he wants to avoid further violence, but maintained the polling was unfair. He also blamed the government for the attacks, saying they were a setup to avoid protests. This is VOA News. The United Nations is calling for collective action to combat violent extremism. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has told more than 700 delegates attending the first-ever conference on preventing extreme violence that they have to tackle its root causes to defeat it. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the last day of the two-day conference.
Terrorism and extreme violence are not new phenomena, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says modern technology like smartphones along with social media outlets have allowed the twin scourges to spread like a cancer. Ban says it is time to try a new approach.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
That, he says, involves the need to address the root causes of what drives people, particularly youth, to become radicalized and join terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State militant group and Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. Their leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. During a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders, Kerry said ISIL leaders and fighters are being eliminated.
The strong ties between the local forces on the ground and the global anti-Daesh coalition are turning the tide. Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
Kerry promised the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further during the coming weeks and months, especially in politics and economic development.
The United States fully endorses the work that the government has done to date with the IMF and the World Bank, and we are working with Iraq to provide technical support as the country diversifies its economy.
Kerry said Iraqi forces are laying the groundwork for a major effort to retake Mosul in northern Iraq, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. There are indications the United States is lending additional support to the Iraqis' assault on the strategically important city. This was Secretary Kerry's first visit. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.